WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, hello. You are joining in and you're listening to the student section this Friday night on 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Connor Rolls and I'm here with Jalen Brooks. How are you doing today, Jalen?
I'm doing good. You know, it's Friday night. I'm ready to roll. Wish it wasn't raining, though.
I know. The weather sucks today, but yeah. There is something that something has happened since we last been on air. Yeah. NBA, the new CBA.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty big deal, and I'm actually kind of excited to talk about it because, one, it's just like I don't want to say this CBA is kind of a direct result. Well, some of the biggest things coming out of the CBA, which we'll get to in a second, I think one of the bigger things coming out of this is Ben Simmons, a big result of Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. And I'll start by saying that because one of the bigger changes coming out of the CBA that they agreed to, I think it was like 6 days ago, they've tried to make an attempt to stop this load management. And like as we've seen...
Which I do agree.
Right.
I do think load management has become a problem in the NBA.
It really has, yeah. And especially if you're the paying fan, and like it must suck if you worked like you're saving up to go see the Lakers coming to town.
Oh yeah.
And then as soon as you get all that money, you buy your ticket, they show up, and then
LeBron's being LeBron and sitting out.
And Anthony Davis is like sitting out, or if he's not injured, but
yeah,
you know,
which is not really.
But we're
most
not
of the time.
You're right, but so basically with this whole attempt to curb load management. The NBA is trying eligibility for the postseason awards as well. So basically, you're going to have to need to play a mandatory of 65 games played. So if you want to contend for like an MVP, an all-NBA team, you have to play at least 65 games, which is a pretty – like up until like I want to say like 2 weeks ago, I want to say it's pretty much – like or like I want to say that most teams are in like 50 games, like high
– yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Something like that.
So like Damian Lillard played like 50 something games before he shut down, so he wouldn't be qualified like as I had last week.
LeBron definitely wouldn't qualify. Right. Steph wouldn't qualify.
Kevin Durant, a lot of big names.
I think Joel Embiid wouldn't qualify either.
He played 62, 63. He's played a lot of games this year.
He has played a lot of games, but I don't. I'm going to take a look, go ahead, but I'm going to make sure.
Right. But while you go ahead and do that, I'm just going to explain. Like, so now that you need mandatory 65 games played for these like awards such as MVP, Rookie of the Year, All-NBA, it kind of changes a lot of things in terms of like the Rose rules, like as in like what you can offer a player now. So instead, like some players can't get these Supermax contracts anymore because they won't be able to be qualified for All-NBA if they don't play like you know, 65 games. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you look at a market like the Bucks, imagine if Giannis didn't play, like more than 65 games those past years and while this was instituted. Do you think he would have stayed with Milwaukee?
It's hard to say. I think he would, just for the family aspect.
He's a loyal.
Yeah, he's a loyal guy. And what the Bucks are doing with his brother and stuff like that, keeping him on the team.
Right.
I think
that's been a hot debate recently, too.
there's been some fuel to the fire, stuff
which
like that.
I can agree. Like, dude, like it's he's definitely on the team because, to be honest, like
100%. Oh, 1,000%. If he wasn't on the team, then I think he would have left.
Yeah, I don't know.
His
I don't know why
up.
People are making an argument like that's not the reason. But best cheerleader on the bench since 2014, Kent Bazemore on the Warriors.
Of course.
But
So I looked it up. Joel Embiid has actually played 66 games, so he would qualify this year, which is. Honestly, I'm happy because he doesn't play that many games usually.
I think this is his career high of games played, right? Because I think last year he was close, but I think he stopped like at early 60s. Because remember, he started off slow with conditioning last year as well.
He started off slow with conditioning this year too, but he did pick it up.
Mm-hmm. But so I think that's kind of interesting. So like obviously Giannis is a loyal character, and he like we talked about, he's more willing to stay home. But think about like name a star player that you know seems more about their money in a smaller market, like Kawhi Leonard,
somewhat. Like I would think more Bradley Beal.
Yeah. Okay. So imagine Bradley Beal, then it wasn't eligible for Supermax. He's not staying.
No, he's
Wizards.
Not staying because he knows that he wants to win. I feel like, but he's also really inclined to getting that money.
That contract
we saw
terrible.
That. We saw that last this offseason.
Right.
One of the worst contracts in the league.
That is probably behind. My top three worst contracts has got to be like Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, and then probably Bradley Beal.
Which the Sixers signed two of them.
Yeah, which is awful. I know. And then also, not to like, we can talk about this a little bit later, but did you see the reports of them thinking about offering Tyrese Maxey 5 years, $200 million?
Honestly,
Jordan Poole got 4 years, $130 million.
I would not offer him
or 140
that much money.
Exactly.
Just
Tyler,
yet.
Tyler, I mean, Herro got $130 million.
Yeah, I think he's a great young player. I think he has a ton of upside. But I just say that's what we got with Ben Simmons. That's right. What we got with Tobias. We offered him way too quick. I mean, you look at the NFL. That's what we do with Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
they showed promise. We bought in all the way, and then they just fall off.
I'm all for him getting a max contract, but not one of that value. Just to keep in mind, Jaylen Brown is signed to like a 4-year, $111 million deal right now. So
and he will be getting money this offseason for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly, and that's the next point I'm actually about to lead into. So another big change with the CBA is like the cap went up 140%. So as we just talked about, like Jaylen Brown is supposed to be maybe expecting like $111 million, 4 years million. That's what mm-hmm. he's on right now. So with the cap going up, he's expected to get $189 million for 4 years. That's a big jump.
It's a very big jump, and I would say that's maybe an overpay. But for these teams that have low market, this helps them so much more.
Right.
Because you can offer the players, like look at the Knicks, Jalen Brunson. They offered a player that people thought shouldn't get that contract, and they gave it to him. And now he's thriving. He's playing like a max contract player. So Jaylen Brown getting his money and going maybe somewhere like the Rockets or a smaller market team.
I would like to see him on the Rockets or Denver like we talked about.
Yeah, I think he could really flourish in that role.
Yeah, no, I do too. And but it also just brings up – it's so strange now because like if you have – because you can teams will be able to offer more money, but mm-hmm. also with the CBA, they've eliminated the rule that you can have more than two people on a Supermax deal now.
Which so like, would hurt the Cavs a lot.
Yeah, so it'd be like it's gonna be interesting. So I don't really know how that's really gonna work until we see it. But
they're gonna have to make some changes because the NBA is gonna flip on its head if that happens, especially with the young talent the Cavs got.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think the NBA in terms of popularity has gone down. If you
with
load man, I mean this is an attempt to save NBA because with load management over the years and just like we're having lower and lower playoff ratings recently. Mm-hmm. And dude, the MLB instituted this new pitch clock, and if you haven't been watching baseball, let me tell you, this is a perfect time to get into baseball. If that's not for you,
they definitely saved baseball.
Yeah, they did. I think the MLB will be more popular in the NBA in a couple, and like by probably maybe by the end of the season, depending on viewership. If
yeah,
I'm going alone,
we'll, I definitely agree.
But we'll see what happens with the CBA. And then the last point I want to make about the CBA is starting in the 23-24 season, there might be a play-in tournament, like an in-season tournament.
Yeah.
So this is straight from ESPN.com. The event will include a pool play games baked into the regular season schedule starting in November, with eight teams advancing to a single elimination tournament in December. The final four would be held at a neutral site with Las Vegas prominent in the discussion. So kind of confused on that a little bit.
I don't like that at all.
Why don't you like it?
I just think it's unnecessary games played. I don't know what the point is. I mean, maybe there's incentives or like maybe it's part of the season.
They're saying they're adding more money. We're gonna be more money incentives for teams that win it.
But I
agree with your point.
Are they just gonna stop like the game in the middle of the season and say, hey, let's just go in-season tournament?
That's what I'm kind of confused
that,
about.
And it's like if we look at the tournament, there's a lot of risk for injuries that's not needed, I guess you could say. Like, you have Anthony Davis, who he goes out
a lot.
Everyone's scared of him jumping and rolling his ankle. And he jumps, he goes for a rebound, he makes a layup, and he always grimaces or grabs his ankle. Everyone's scared about that. So why are we putting players such as that into an in-season tournament where it's a lot bigger risk of getting injured and messing up the playoffs or messing up their team's whole season?
Yeah, I just also like to your point. Like, what's the point? Like,
exactly. So there's no point.
I feel like it's just to get competitive spirit up and not have like these teams like these really bad teams. Just yeah. like, but at the same time, like they're bad for a reason. So like, what is the tournament really going to do? Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's an interesting topic, but we'll see what happens with that. And then another thing to note is just the MLE exception, the buyout market, pretty much is kind of gone for a couple of teams. Because mm-hmm. with this new CBA, there's Then NBA is a curbing ability of the highest spending team, such as the past 3 years has kind of been the Golden State Warriors and the LA Clippers. And it's another team I forget too. I think it was Boston.
Okay.
But under these rules, they've been able to sign players for like cheap, like Dante DiVincenzo for like.
Dante DiVincenzo? DiVincenzo?
Yeah, thank you.
Villanova legend.
Yeah. Dude, he was dirty at Villanova.
Danilo Gallinari?
Yeah, Danilo Gallinari for Boston, but he tore his ACL.
Is he coming back at all in the playoffs?
Maybe. I mean, he tore it early. He tore it in preseason, yeah. So there's a chance. I mean, we were talking about like how, like, I know this is a different sport, but Rhys Hoskins for the Phillies tore his ACL, mm-hmm. and Kyle Schwarber still was able to come back for the playoffs when he tore his ACL. So maybe that's a, but it's a different sport, and I know
it is, and it's a bit lot longer season.
So who knows? But that is interesting to keep an eye out for. But Patty Mills when he went to go sign with the Brooklyn, and then just this year when John Wall went to the Clippers, like that was because of that. Yeah. Like so, those teams won't be able to sign players like that. Like Joe Ingles for the Milwaukee is a huge signing for them this year. Like they, like these star play, like not star players, but good role players and death players, death pieces, you won't be able to get them. Like Norman Powell, that trade for the, when the Clippers traded for Norman Powell for the Blazers, like they had no cap space. Like they really shouldn't have been able to get Norman Powell, but they were able to because of this rule to take on more money and send more, like not send as much money out. So,
it's definitely going to hurt the bigger market team. Like the Lakers, I could see that hurting them.
It's trying to make it more fair for the smaller market teams, I guess.
Which I get, but...
But then again, like we just talked about Milwaukee, like, you know, Joe Ingles is a huge get for, like, Milwaukee, especially with they're so dominant right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. I know a lot of NBA players are hating this. Like, I know Draymond Green has come out and spoken about it. And I know Kevin Durant has, like, made a couple of jokes at it. Actually, did you see Kevin Durant's tweet about it?
I did not. I did not see it.
So, basically, Kevin Durant's having, like, historic season. I think he's shooting, like, what was it, 50? Like, he's basically shooting, like, 50, 40, 90.
And really?
And, like, averaging 30 points per game. I think he's actually shooting 45, like 15, like 9 or 49 or something, but it's insane stats. But he basically, someone had tweeted that and he quote tweeted it and he was like,
don't count, didn't play 65 games.
Yeah, so he's like, but I can't tell if he's just messing or,
yeah,
I don't know if he can really actually cares, but I think it's, I love KD's like Twitter account. Like, I just think that activity is always funny.
He's funny. So before we move on to
not
the
Joel Embiid
NBA playoffs,
funny, but yeah,
oh, of course,
yeah,
but there is one thing I want to talk about with load management, and we're seeing mm-hmm. that just now. Like, the Suns, they've already clinched. I want to say they clinched their the four seed.
I want to say so.
I think so. I think they can't really move. So they're already set in stone. They already came out and said that they're sitting their four main stars, DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker, all the way up into the playoffs.
Ooh, they look good against, like, I know it's no starters, but they look good. But keep going.
If you spend money on, like, these last games because they come to your city or they do all this stuff, the team's got to, like, I don't know, reimburse the fans something. If they have a problem with the teams they're coming to see not have all of their star players just playing, because, like,
one,
why not?
That's a robbery in price because you're paying that high price for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to pay the Suns, they're still going to have their – it's the Suns. They're still going to have, like, the prices that you would see normally if they had the stars. And then they're not going to play. So you're going to see a bunch of role players. You're going to see a bunch of backups. It's basically going to be a college team versus – okay, no, it's not.
That's a little extreme, but yeah.
It's a little extreme, but it's still, you're seeing basically the Charlotte Hornets versus whoever they're playing. So
I could not tell you, like, some of those guys,
I don't agree with
some
it.
Of the guys that are playing right now, just because teams are like resting their starters, mm-hmm. I could not tell you who they are.
Exactly.
Because I'm hearing names like that one kid, I don't know if you watched the Phoenix versus Nuggets game, but like when they sat all five starters, the Nuggets, and then like they had this, I think it was like Chris Brown or Miles Brown.
Oh, Chris Braun out of he went to Kansas last year.
Yeah, he's really nice. I messed up the wrong name, not him. He's actually really good. I'm actually high. But you know what's funny though? He's actually I saw on like NBA like standings or rookie standings, mm-hmm. someone was making the debate that he's all rookie team, and
I don't know about that one.
No, that's what I'm saying. But someone said like Jalen Williams wasn't. Like, and this was like on.
Wait, was it Jalen Williams, like J Dub Williams, or like Big Jalen Williams?
It's like Big Jalen Williams, like OKC. It was like
no. They have two Jalen Williams on their team.
Oh yeah,
they have
right.
J Dub, who was the Rookie of the Year candidate,
yeah. Okay.
Or other Jalen Williams.
That's a good. I was a quick glance. I didn't see it.
Okay.
I was just so blasphemous to me. I was just like, I just
was it Peyton Watson.
Because
that's a name I've never heard of, and he played 26 minutes yesterday.
That could. I mean, like that's a perfect example. Like I don't know who that is. It could have been. So, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, some of these guys, man, I'm just like, oh, this is kind of crazy. But
it blows my mind, honestly. Yeah.
But did you hear about, like, Doc Rivers saying, like, this, though? Because, the Delaware Bluecoats, it's so funny. Every single...
Delaware, yes, sir. Every single Philadelphia...
so wild.
Philadelphia team, if you don't know, Delaware Bluecoats is a G League team of the Philadelphia 76ers. They just won the G League championship last night. So you have the Philadelphia Phillies, you have the Philadelphia Eagles, you have the Philadelphia Union, the soccer team, all making the championship.
Didn't the lacrosse team go too?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to lacrosse. But...
I think someone sent me a dad in text. That's why I bring it up.
But you have every single team from Philadelphia making the championship this year. We still hope to see the Philadelphia 76ers do the same exact thing.
I mean, dude, like the way it's going, it's like, I'm expecting the Sixers
to
make it.
I'm expecting them to make it and then lose.
Oh, no, that's like all that. I'm ready for the heartbreak.
I'm already ready because we've lost every single championship except the G League championship.
I know, like, my heart can't get any more broken. It's so funny. But I say all this because... Doc Rivers has been playing Jalen Springer now.
Jalen Springer,
guard out of Tennessee. He's just been playing him more, and he's been like adamant. He's like, "Wait till we get to the playoffs. He's our X factor."
Are you sure about that?
That's what I'm quoting Doc Rivers.
Because I saw a tweet about that. I saw a tweet about that, and everyone underneath was April Fool's.
Oh, really?
It was April 1st. So.
Oh, so he was joking?
Okay. I want to make sure that it's like...
He did say it, though.
He did say it? Yeah. So maybe he...
It was April 1st, so that maybe he was joking.
I'm not trusting anything anybody says on April 1st.
If going away from sports for a second, April Fool's Day for sports media should be illegal.
It should be. I saw a tweet on April 1st where it was a... It was an Eagles page, and it said, at Eagles... They just signed Ezekiel Elliott for a 1-year, $10.5 million deal, and then tagged everybody involved. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? I don't want Ezekiel Elliott. He's washed. And then I look at the comments, and it's all April Fool's comments. So it's just...
Yeah, no, it's just like, oh, gosh.
Sports media should be excluded from all April Fool's.
Like, please, save the world a heartbreak and like some shock.
One profession that everyone should be able to trust, and... On this one day, we don't know what's real.
Yeah, like literally, like, you know how they say you want to keep like your sources reliable in your relationships? Yeah, like that day, you just ruin every single relationship in the book. But
so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. And when we get back, we're going to talk about potential playoff matchups in the play-in tournament. This is 90.7 The Capstone. We will be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the student section on 90.7 The Capstone. This is Connor Rolls, and I'm joined Jalen Brooks, and we're going to get started with the NBA playoffs. The regular season ends this Sunday, which is very exciting. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff in the West that is having, like, it's mayhem. No
it's
team
close.
Is really locked up.
Yeah.
So, let's get started with, do you want to talk about the West first or the East?
Well, I'm assuming we're going to talk about the play-in, right?
First. Yeah, we're going to talk about the play-in first.
Let's start with the West because I just think it's more, it's so hard to tell.
It is. So, I'm gonna be honest here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that are fighting for either playoff spots or play-in spots. The teams that are already basically locked into either the play-in or playoffs are the Clippers, Warriors, Lakers, and Pelicans. The teams that are fighting for a play-in spot are the Mavs, Thunder, and T-Wolves. They're all a little bit farther behind. And so who do you think is going to be the play-in matchups and who's going to be the odd man out?
Well, well, I don't want to say who's going to be the odd. Let me just tell you who I'm really confident
in.
Okay. I really like OKC. I know they're
you do?
Like, I know. You talked them up, actually, around All-Star Weekend. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't seeing it. But, like, after you had talked about it, like, I started paying a little bit more closer attention to their games. Just because, like, you know, if they're really a rebuilding team, I tend to not, like, pay as close attention.
Yeah.
But they're a fun team to watch.
They are. They have the star in Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they just get more pieces, then they'll be one of the best teams in the league.
I like Josh Giddey a lot, too. I think Josh Giddey, he's really improved for, like, what is this? This is second or third year now?
I think second.
Second, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Second, because he was in 2K last year as a rookie. That's why. But, yeah, so he looks really good for his second year. Like, I think it's, like, not the best. I think, like, they fit together really well. Like,
they do.
Like,
they do.
They're a really good backcourt. And they're also tall, and they all, like, can ball handle. And it's just, like, I like how, like, they have Lu Dort, who's not, like, offensive piece, really, but he's their defensive, like,
he,
like Tony Allen defensive, like, piece.
So the thing with Lu Dort is, in my opinion, I feel like he's a less hateable Dylan Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
His off, so I don't, like, his personality is great and everything like that when
he
I say,
like Kawhi, but, yeah.
But when I say Dylan Brooks is, he thinks he's, like, a Paul George, so he thinks he can hit all the shots in the book. Like, he takes all these crazy step backs, these threes.
I feel like he's just the new Pat Beverly. Pull-ups.
Well,
at his prime.
Maybe. Because
Pat Beverly at his prime, like, Houston Pat Beverly was.
Houston Pat Bev, I feel like he was more offensively gifted, I want to say, than Lu Dort. There's a lot of games before where Lu Dort misses a lot of shots.
Before he got that three-point jump shot? Because I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Maybe, I want to say. But, I right now, I think his comparison is more Dylan Brooks.
Okay.
Not any of the dirtiness or, like, attitude wise, but, like, I do agree that his defense is really good. He's one of the best young defenders in the league, I want to say.
Yeah.
But his offense isn't quite there, which I think limits the Thunder.
But he can
in
still
such a way.
But that's the thing, like, he's so inconsistent, but he can.
He can definitely still get hot, which I do like.
And I think that could be a huge factor for them in the series, especially the depends on who they're playing. But I don't think the Mavs are going to make it. I think, like, I mean, dude, the Mavs are sitting everyone tonight. They're playing Luka only for the first quarter.
They are?
Yeah, and then they're taking him out. So it's just like, well, what's the point in even playing him? Like, are you trying to just get a blowout really that quick?
Just get the game in?
Yeah, so, like, I don't think the Mavs are going to make it, even though Kyrie is just in his bag right now.
And Kyrie has been on a different level.
He's reminding everyone.
Ramadan Kyrie is always a different breed.
Mass Kyrie and Ramadan Kyrie. Those are the two Kyries you got to watch out for. I don't know.
So if they're sitting everybody, the Mavs, I say already, they're going to be eliminated tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what time do they play. They play at 7:30 against the Bulls. So, I mean, like, dude, the Bulls are, like, they're, you know, this is the next thing we could talk about when we get to the East, but, like, they got a lot of good pieces, too, so it's like, you know.
The Bulls?
I like their pieces, but let's talk about that more when we get to the East.
Yeah, the Bulls are, they're a weird team.
Yeah, they are.
So I think the Mavs are going to be done. Yeah. They have the same record as the Thunder as of right now, as of 19 hours ago, but the Thunder only play one more game, it looks like. And they only play they play the Grizzlies Sunday night. I want to make sure that's correct.
And if the Grizzlies lose this game, and then if Sacramento wins, and I think if Grizzlies lose again and Sacramento wins, the Sacramento Kings have a potentially very slim chance,
but
can be the second seed.
Second seed, yeah.
Which is crazy, like coming off a 16-year playoff drought and didn't even make the playoffs.
I know, it's wild. But yeah, so the Grizzlies only play, they play the Thunder on Sunday night, which is the Thunder's last game. I think the Thunder will win, honestly.
I do too.
Memphis is going to lock up their two seed. I can't remember when they play, but they will play eventually.
Yeah,
they're going to lock it up really soon. So I think they're going to probably sit all their players against the Thunder. Mm. And Thunder still have stuff to play for.
I have a question for you, for a team.
Yes.
The T-Wolves. How are you feeling about them? Because when Karl Anthony Towns first came back, they were looked good for like a little stretch, like
three
games, and then like the past like what four, I think on a 4-game losing streak, right? I want to say like they're on a, like a little,
they're on a slide.
Yeah, so it's just like how do you like that team is weird to me, and also like I don't know if you watched like recently, offensively, I was actually listening to Zach Lowe had a really good point because I was listening to his podcast. Mm-hmm. He's just like there's several possessions where you can literally just see on offense that like Karl Anthony Towns is literally just like a statue and does not move and does not do a thing. He does not move. He does not set screens. He does not roll. He does not put his hands, like, ask for the ball to shoot. He just stands there. And, like, I'm saying, asking all this because do you think it's going to be, because I personally believe this is the last, you're not going to see Karl Anthony Towns on the Timberwolves after the season.
Yeah, I think Rudy Gobert is here to stay. I think this was a year that people were going to test how the two bigs would work.
Terrible trade, by the way.
Terrible. And I called it from the beginning. I told you this would be like the 76ers with Al Horford and Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what happened. There's no spacing.
I just don't think you can build a team like the Twin Tower theory. Like, one, I don't think the Twin Towers like actually ever worked, and if it did, it was only because of Tim Duncan.
Yeah,
and then I don't think you can, especially now in this era of basketball. I don't know, maybe like because Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, they got broken up early, but
it
like,
worked for a little bit. But I feel like they both could space the floor.
Okay, yeah.
They both could, and not like both of them kind of like to play outside.
Mm-hmm.
You have Anthony Davis, who's more of like a post up, top of the key, or like elbow type of area. DeMarcus Cousins he was a great 3-point shooter.
People forget how good he was.
He was a beast.
He was like literally the best center before Joel got like established.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do think it's kind of different with those two and the Timberwolves, but I think they're still going to make the play-in, in my opinion. They're not going to make the playoffs. I think they will lose. I wouldn't be surprised if they lose to the Thunder.
Really?
I really wouldn't be surprised. But then again, I feel like Anthony Davis would will his team to win.
I think
Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards can, like, he's different.
He will get hot, I feel like.
He's different, but I just don't think he's there yet. And plus, I just don't think that team. Well, then again, I like Mike Conley.
I do like Mike Conley.
He's been good for them. Like, way better than D'Angelo Russell.
Actually, you know what? I could see them being the eighth seed. I could.
Yeah. I mean, they're a hard team to, because it's like sometimes they look like a really good team, and then
they do. They have a lot of good moments, but then a lot of bad moments.
Yeah, it's just like, and it points to last year, like when they were playing Memphis in the Grizzlies series.
Oh yeah, Cat was on a different level.
Yeah, it's just
Ant was on a different level.
And then of course Cat had that game where he just totally disappeared. Wasn't that last year, or was that 2 years ago? I'm thinking of the Jazz series, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the Jazz.
I am.
But so we're going to move on from the Timberwolves to Pelicans. Zion was already ruled out for the play-in game.
I can't touch this team. This team is so weird to me. I don't even want to touch
it. This like, team is weird. I think they're going to stay pat at the eighth seed right now.
It's not even that. Like, let's talk about like not even from the playoff aspect, but like this team in general. Where are you? You got to be done with Zion.
It's
too dangerous. Like, he was an all-star his rookie year, right?
But then, No. He was an all-star second year.
Second year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. And then, but like, has he ever played more than like 30 games?
I don't think so.
Like, this is scary.
It is.
Like, and Joel Embiid wasn't even this bad. Like,
he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And if he has a minor injury, it's always going to become more.
Yeah, and it's just like, do you trade him? Would you trade Zion right now? If like to get out and have.
I don't even know if you have any trade capital for him.
I think he could. He's still young enough.
Oh, I mean, he's still young enough, but you can like he has not taken care of his body.
He's tried. He's made attempts, but I think. I don't know.
The emerges. That
those
food in Louisiana.
Snacks, yeah.
But yeah.
What is it called? Those donuts. You know.
I know the deep fried dough with the powder. I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what the name is.
I want to say bunions, but I know that's not it at all.
Yeah. No,
that's not it at all.
I think the Lakers will. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers move up or down, but I think they stay pat at 7. I think they will be the A seed.
Okay.
I think they will beat either the Thunder or Timberwolves. I don't want to say with ease, but...
Beignet. I had to search that up.
It was close.
Yeah. Well, yeah, close enough. But, it's going to be interesting. The Pelicans are weird. So what do you... CJ McCollum is their best player, arguably, right now. I mean, Brandon Ingram, you can, like...
Brandon Ingram, if he gets hot, he is dangerous, I will say.
Yeah.
But Jose Alvarado's been out for a while, too.
That is true. That's huge for them, I feel like, because I feel like he's a huge momentum and glue
guy. He is a huge momentum. That defense, and he also has a good spark on offense sometimes.
Also, I think Jonas...
Jonas is out?
He's not out, but I'm thinking he's a big player for them. That's all I
wanted.
I don't think he gets enough credit. That's all I wanted to shout him out. That's all.
So I think the standings will probably stay the same. Because the Clippers play the Trailblazers and Dame shut down, so I think Clippers will win that game. And Suns, of course, you know, are not going to play anybody for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
so I think Clippers will stay at the 5 seed.
The Trailblazers just beat the Timberwolves though, with no, at least had all their starters. It's ridiculous. Shaden Sharpe looked good. 30 points.
Oh, Shaden Sharpe does look good.
But yeah, I'm just saying that's just a weird team.
Yeah,
just going back to that point.
So I think basically everything's going to stay the same. I think the Timberwolves are going to beat the Thunder. I think the Pelicans will beat the Lakers. I do.
Really? Okay.
So but then the Lakers.
Let me grab a pen. I got this brand new notepad here. Thank you to 90.7. So I'm going to do like little Ernie Johnson hot take here.
Write it down. T-Wolves over Thunder, Pelicans over Lakers in a close game. Pelicans play the Grizzlies. Lakers beat the T-Wolves. They play the Nuggets.
All right.
Lakers upset Nuggets.
You want? We should do like a little. Let's. I mean, I don't know how much longer we're gonna be on air before this. Like, before we have to go before final exams. But we should make a little tally. See who gets the most points. A little,
I'm down.
Maybe a little wager. We'll figure it out. But yeah, let's. We'll see what happens. I'm gonna write this down. You said Pelicans over Lakers, right?
Yes, Pelicans over Lakers.
And did you say one about the Nuggets? Did I hear something about the Nuggets?
Lakers will be the A seed, and they will upset the Nuggets. Nuggets do not impress me whatsoever.
Yeah, they're just...
They're there. They're, I forget what year it was. It was the year with the Warriors. There was some team that was the number one seed, and no one trusted them because no one believed that they could beat anybody.
You're talking about like when the Warriors were the eighth seed?
No, when the Warriors were the Warriors.
Okay, like prime.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Blazers? Because the Blazers, like, didn't they? Was it in the Blazers? No, that was the semifinals.
I think it was the Nuggets. I really do think it was the Nuggets when they were the one seed a couple years ago.
I'm trying to think. But I'm trying to think. Was Jokic even playing?
I think it was the Rockets.
Which one?
The Rockets with Chris Paul and James Harden. Were they the one seed then?
I mean, the Rockets wouldn't have been that.
What team was it?
I feel like you're talking about like San Antonio and Golden State before the Warriors started to go, because the Warriors were like the bottom seed and the Spurs were like the top seed, and then like that's when Jarrett Jack used to be my favorite player, like total random shout out and bench player, but when Jarrett Jack was on the Warriors, like, and they were like the, I want to say like eighth seed or like sixth seed, they almost like they took like three games off the Spurs, and like almost, and that's when Steph really started to shine, and then next year, of course,
yeah,
they really popped off.
I can't remember, but I know there was one year where some team was a one seed, and it was when the Warriors were like...
You talk about the Clippers and the Rockets? I think that's what you're talking about. When the Clippers were supposed to go, and then like James Harden, like Kevin McHale benched James Harden, and then they came back and beat the Clippers, like the number one Clippers.
Maybe. I
think that's what you're referring to.
I think that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I can't remember what team. I remember there was a one seed that
no
matter what happened, they knew they were going to lose.
Yeah, I think...
Also, maybe. It could have been the Heat, too. The Heat last year, no one trusted the Heat.
Yeah.
The Heat were the one seed, and they were like, it's either going to be the Bucks or Celtics.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be, I have a question. Oh, let me ask you this question. If you were to make it, give me your safe pick and give me your sleeper pick for the West. For the West, for coming out the West. So give me a team you're really high in, and then give me a sleeper team that you would not be surprised to make it that far.
Pick that I'm really high on are the Suns.
Okay.
They're with Kevin Durant in the lineup. They are undefeated, So I do think the Suns are my safe pick.
Okay,
and sleeper pick. It's not really a sleeper pick, but Warriors.
I mean, that's what I would have made the case for.
If they get Andrew Wiggins back, which it sounds like they will,
but
in the playoffs.
Now here's my hot take. Oh, and yeah, and to your point, but that's the thing. It's gonna take some time to give them rhythm.
It will,
but that's why I'm about to say my hot take. Like I have the Kings winning against the Warriors. I just think, like, what we saw from last year, the Celtics arguably could have won that series if they didn't, like, just go haywire in the fourth quarter every single time. But that's when the Warriors' experience showed and maturity. But at times during the series, you could see their age not keep up with the Boston Celtics' youth.
Yeah.
And I just think for a fast-paced team like the Kings, who are just always on the run, always on the move, and then you got De'Aaron Fox, who's, like, league leader in, like, well, not league, like, it's Kyrie now, right? But in the fourth-time bucket scoring.
Yeah.
I think they don't have any size to stop Sabonis. I think that's going to be a challenge.
I do agree with that. The only problem I have with the Kings.
Of course, it's Steph.
Well, it's Steph, of course. But also, that defense. The defense, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
They have Davion Mitchell, but that's about it. I don't see De'Aaron Fox containing Stephen Curry at all. But then I guess Davion Mitchell would be on Steph.
Yeah. That's probably... The real question mark is I can't see anyone matching up with Klay, because if Klay's looking like him back to him, like, you know, being that self, and Klay's a real thing.
Playoff Klay is a real thing. Game six, Klay.
Yeah,
you do not want to make it to game six.
You better hope he just, like, gets sick that day. But, yeah, look like Michael Jordan against Utah.
So what's your safe pick and what's your sleeper pick?
So my sleeper pick, I really just want to say the Kings, because I'm just riding this Kings train all the way until like then.
It's crazy that the sleeper pick is a three seed.
Right.
Possibly the two seed.
But you know, context is clues. I mean, you know, 16-year drought.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going there. But which would be just amazing for their franchise.
Light that beam.
I love that too. So I'm gonna go sleeper pick Kings, and then out the West, I really like the Clippers. I want to see what Paul George does when he gets back. But Kawhi is back, dude. Kawhi, I don't think, like, out of every superstar, I think Kawhi is the superstar that scares me the most. I'm sorry, but I think out of every single superstar I've seen.
Well, we have traumatic experiences with Kawhi, so I kind of agree with that. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I kind of want to change it just because my sleeper pick to the Clippers.
Okay.
Because if they get Paul George back, I mean, Russell Westbrook's been on a tear recently. Mm-hmm. We saw what they did to the Lakers the other night. They
11 straight wins against the Lakers.
They dismantled them.
Kawhi is definitely the king of L.A. Got that little crown shining that New Balance hat.
I don't know. But if they get Paul George back, I think they have the bigs to win it. Mason Plumlee and Zubac. Zugoat.
Yeah. A lot of versatility.
Plum God and Zugoat. That's my nickname for the front court. Well, back court. But I like...
No, you're right. Front court.
No, front court.
Oh, yeah, you're sure right.
Front court's the guards. But Kawhi Leonard, I think PG is like really... I think that's one of the best like forward duos in the league, I would say, with like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. But if they can get them back fully healthy... Russell Westbrook's been on a tear recently. He's had great games. I think that's a team that could sneakily get out of the...
Plus, I would want to see that just for Russ. Russ deserves it. After all that...
I do believe that.
I think he deserves it. If there's two people I want to see win a ring, I used to want Chris Paul to win a ring, but now I'm kind of like...
Now I kind of like dislike him a lot.
For some reason, I don't want it. But now it's just Joel Embiid and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they deserve it. But... I guess we could talk about the East.
Yeah, we'll talk about the East when we come back from break. This is 90.7 The Capstone. We will be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to 90.7 The Capstone. This is a student section.
Yeah, you.
And this is Connor Rolls, joined by Jalen Brooks. And we just got back from talking about the Western Conference play-in tournament / playoffs. Since the season ends Sunday, let's move on to the West. Move on to the East, where there's not as much exciting games going on for the rest of the season. We just basically all the playoff games are set besides... the 6th seed and the 7th seed. The play-in set except for the 7th seed.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that real quick.
I kind of like the question you just asked me, though.
What?
For the Sixers?
Yeah. So before we came back, I was asking Jalen, who would you rather see play? Since this is the only – this is who we would be playing between the 6th seed and the Sixers, who are the 3rd seed. Would we rather play the Miami Heat or the Brooklyn Nets?
So as a Sixers fan, and I can't speak for every Sixers fan, but – I think if you look at our history with the Nets in our playoffs, we're pretty good against the Nets.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But if you look against the history against the Heat, we've had some intense battles.
We have.
And the only reason I'm afraid of Miami, because I'd rather play the Nets, I'm going to be honest, because they're still trying to get together. You know, they're still coming off that trade. That trade didn't happen too long ago.
Yeah.
Their best player, Mikal Bridges, is still, looks like he's, leveling up.
Oh, so, 1,000%.
But this is going to be the first time in the playoffs that's the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could take advantage of that, especially with some of the looks that he probably hasn't seen before as the number one option. I think also just you look at Miami, they're always going to be physical in their playoffs. They're going to have a short rotation, so they're going to they're just not going to really go out of their way to just put in a random substitution unless they really think it's going to help them. But Jimmy Butler, I don't want to play in the playoffs. And Bam, I don't want to play in the playoffs. And Eric Spoelstra is a really good coach. It's a really good coach. So I don't want to. Yeah, Miami, I'm tired of that. Pat Riley, get out of here. Let's make it easy for us.
So the thing for me is, crazy enough, I would probably rather play the Heat.
Okay.
I think the thing with the Nets is this team kind of reminds me of the old Nets team with D'Lo.
Really?
With Dudley. They have a lot of good talent, but no special player. I feel they kind of look very close, very connected, in my opinion.
So you're saying the chemistry is definitely a lot better than the...
Yeah. I do agree. And I don't know. We played them one of the first games. They got other guys. We almost went to overtime. I know that doesn't mean a lot. It's a regular season.
Right.
But Spencer Dinwiddie... Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith, they have a lot of good shooters. That's one team that if they get hot, they will get hot. They will. I don't want to say they will cruise, but they will give us a hard battle.
That is a good point because you look at their team; they do have a lot of playoff experience players. And yeah. then, like, you look at Miami, their wings are like compared to Miami's wings and the Nets' wings. Like, yeah,
our biggest problems are wings. And yeah. if we look at it, the Nets' wings have a lot of playoff, like you were saying, playoff like experience. Where you look at the Heat, and if they have playoff experience, but a lot of the players are G League players, undrafted players like Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson. I mean, you got Kevin Love, but Kevin Love's old. Bam Adebayo is a really good player, but
he took four charges the other day. That's how old he is.
Exactly. But I feel like Bam Adebayo, he's a great center. I feel like he's too small to guard Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
he's also too small, and I feel like to score against him. He's one of the players. He reminds me of Anthony Davis. Now Anthony Davis, where I don't say he's soft, but he does a lot of his work in the mid range.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
He doesn't want to drive to the basket against bigger opponents. He doesn't. Yeah.
He like pulls up from mid range, yeah. or does like a bounce pass into the corner, like or like you know someone.
Yeah, I think he's more of a
facilitator,
but. I don't say he's afraid of contact, but I feel if you put Joel Embiid on him, he's not going to draw. He's trying go into him.
He's not he's not coming into this game like I'm going at Joel.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to let me see how I can work around him.
Yeah.
Okay. But the only thing I would be worried about is Playoff Jimmy, because Playoff Jimmy is basically the second coming of Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. So that's one
Why
thing.
Why do we trade him?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, I know.
everything comes back to Ben Simmons.
I know.
But.
God dang it.
I feel like that's that team, and plus, I'm gonna be completely honest. I want my get back from last year.
Okay.
I want to beat the Heat so bad.
All right.
Cause I'm just tired of them.
Yeah, but that's the same reason. That's why I'm just like I kind of want to avoid them. But like,
I just want to make sure like last year was different than this year.
And plus, like, it's always physical. Like every single matchup is physical. And how did Embiid get hurt against the Heat last year?
I don't think. He didn't get hurt against the.
I'm thinking 2 years ago.
Well, he went. He got hurt. He got hurt in the Raptors game when he got hit in that. He got elbowed in the eye.
That's what it was.
And he got the orbital fracture, so he had to wear the mask. He came in game three.
But didn't the year before that he wore the mask with Markelle Fultz against the Heat too?
That year,
yeah.
He got injured against the Knicks. He got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
And then he had to come into the playoffs. Like I think it was game three.
Yeah. That's
so
what I'm saying.
That's one thing. It's All let's just sit Joel Embiid for the rest of the. Season, yeah. Let's get him healthy for the playoffs.
Especially after that last game when they got blown out by Miami. But that's what I'm saying. Like, why do you think, you saw what Mike Malone did for the Nuggets. He just rested all five starters. I don't understand why Doc didn't do that.
So, this is my opinion. I think we did the right thing. We tell all the star players, don't go out there and do too much. Don't get injured. But I don't want to sit them and have them be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Have them be cold for the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I would have them go out.
Because they've already been missing some time.
Do a little cardio.
Right.
Shoot the ball a little bit. Make sure you stay a little warm.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't hustle all the time. Don't do all that stuff. Just get blown out, and we'll take you out like halfway through the third or fourth quarter.
That makes sense.
So that's what I would do for like this game tonight. I know we play tonight. I can't remember who we play. And against the Nets, we just sit everybody. That's how my thinking goes for that.
Yeah, okay. I like that. And plus, for either of those matchups, I like them, especially now that they're starting to figure out. Like, they stopped putting Tobias in the corner three.
Yeah, that's what I realized against the Celtics. That's what I've been hearing, that they basically switched PJ and Tobias from the dunker spot to the three-point.
It's been
working.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We had a great offensive night. PJ Tucker hit two clutch threes.
I think Tobias Harris gets lost very offensively a lot.
He does. I don't think he knows what his role is.
Exactly. Like, there was like a game like 2 days ago, like James Harden literally just pushed him into a spot. Just very, it's something I just took note of. But yeah, it is interesting.
So we're going to move on from the Sixers. We're going to talk about the playing games. And so right now, as of now, which I think it will stay the same, it's going to be the Chicago Bulls versus the Toronto Raptors.
Okay. This is a tough one.
You had something to say about the Bulls?
Well, okay. I like the pieces on the Bulls. But also, here's the thing. I like playoff time. I like Nick Nurse a lot.
I do.
Like Nick Nurse a lot.
I like the size for the Raptors.
I do too. But also, that Pat Beverly pickup was huge for them.
It was. They have been a lot better since that pickup.
They've been you can see that I want to say they're more on the same. I think he has them all on the same page a little bit more. And then plus him and Alex Caruso defensively, that could be a tough matchup.
It could be. But I think
what happens.
I think the Raptors are just too much. I think Scottie Barnes, Jakob Poeltl, Precious Achiuwa, OG Anunoby, Fred VanVleet, all that underrated talent, the size, the wings, I think that will play a big part in the
Bulls beat down,
I want to say.
You don't think Vucevic could make a...
Vucevic, yeah. I mean, he probably will have something to...
Or DeRozan, first time playing the playoffs against his former team. You don't think he's got a little revenge in him?
So I think they will have a good game. Zach LaVine, DeMar, Vucevic. It's the whole team I'm worried about, though. I don't think they'll do anything, honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be... Sorry, I just spilled, like, as you can see, I just spilled some water on my, like, over everything over here. But, like, I like the, I'm going to go with the Raptors. I was talking, like, really high on the Bulls, but now that we're talking about this, Nick Nurse is going to get my respect every single time. Like, if we're going to choose Billy Donovan or Nick Nurse, like, I'm sorry.
I'm picking Nick Nurse, the one who's won a championship.
Yeah, obviously, so.
So, I think, honestly, literally, the Heat need the Nets to lose every single game from here on out, and the Heat need to win every single game, which I don't think will happen. I think the Heat will be locked in the 7th seed, even though we were just talking about how much I'd rather play the Heat.
Right.
But I think they will be locked in the 7th seed, and they will be playing the Atlanta Hawks, who I think the Heat beat the Hawks, and the Heat will gain the 7th seed.
I think it's going to be a sweep.
You do?
If the Heat play the Hawks, I'm going to write that down.
Oh, no, it's just one game.
Oh, yeah.
It's playing, a playing game.
I keep thinking, see, it's playing stuff.
I think the Heat will beat the Hawks.
Yeah, okay.
Quite easily, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too.
And I think, honestly, the Raptors will beat the Hawks. I don't think the Hawks make the playoffs.
I don't either. I think that team is a mess. I think Quinn Snyder came in a little too late to get the system that he wanted in place. I think next year will be – this offseason will be huge for them to retool. And
I think Trae Young needs to be gone.
They have a lot of trade assets. This would be probably my last year with Trae.
I think it's too late. I think Trae Young needs to go.
I think that team has been – there's not been the best pieces around him. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. They're like –
Well, I mean, they try. They do a lot.
Who's their second best player, though?
DeJounte Murray?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, third best player. I totally forgot that he got traded there.
I would either say
that's how, like,
Clint Capella or John Collins.
That's not good.
It's not good enough, but,
yeah.
I mean, it's still, you have Trae Young as one of the best point guards in the league, and you can't do anything.
I kind of do like your suggestion of, like, just booting around DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
But what do you think you could get for Trae Young? Like, if DeJounte Murray, you got 3 first-round picks for.
I think you can get a couple firsts for Trae Young, just his age.
Would you trade for Draymond Green and, like, a couple?
No.
Like, let's say if the Golden State Warriors did...
I think Atlanta would not be where Draymond Green ends up.
No, like, let's say they did Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green. And, like, this is hypothetical. But I'm just saying, like, you know, they're death pizzas. Like you know.
But why would...
And 2 first-round picks.
Warriors trade for Trae Young if they have Steph Curry.
Just because, you know, because getting ready to new era.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm just hypothetically. It doesn't make sense at all. But
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but I was just saying, like, for like a trade like that for death is what I was trying to go for. But I couldn't think of like a. I need a couple of days before I can suggest something really solid.
Really, like a good blockbuster trade.
I'm playing armchair GM right now.
But so I do think the Heat will be the 7th seed, and I do think the Raptors will be the 8th seed.
Okay.
And I think the Raptors, I don't know if they'll put up a good fight against the Bucks. I think the Bucks will probably win in 5. Now, the Heat versus Celtics, I don't know if you remember this last year. That was the Eastern Conference Finals series that sent the Celtics to the finals. So, it was a Game 7 missed three-pointer from Jimmy Butler. I don't know, with losing Ime Udoka, who had that team as a defensive juggernaut.
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. You're saying Heat, right?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley saying Heat, and then,
No, I'm not saying the Heat will win.
Oh, you're not?
I'm saying the Celtics have a good chance of being upsetted, but I do believe the Celtics will come out on top, either Game 6 or Game 7.
I'll do it. I'll be the one to take the hot take.
Let's do that.
Let's Heat versus Heat will upset the Celtics in 6 games.
Six?
Yep,
wow.
Yep. I'm going to go 6. Heat will beat them in 6. That's... I'm going to eat my words, I know. But
let me write that one down.
Well, I'll write it down for you. But, But like you said, like, something about the Celtics is just off ever since the Ime Udoka thing.
Yeah,
like, they're good. Like,
I think
Joe Mazzulla. Yeah, good coach. But
I think Joe's a good coach, but I think he's a little, I don't say cringy. I think he tries to be that tough guy that Ime was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Like, I saw, I think it was Chris Boucher or OG Anunoby. It was somebody who bumped into him.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, he grabbed an assistant's arm and then tried to walk to the player that bumped into him. Like, you're trying to act tough, but you're telling
him,
hey,
he's like holding on to him.
Hold me back because I want to go talk to him, but he's holding onto his arm.
Yeah, so that's
I think he's put it on the show just for his guys, but
it's like a little bit of Karl-Anthony Towns.
Right, come on, you're not that tough.
Yeah, it's like Karl-Anthony Towns a little bit.
Yeah, we can clearly see you say, "Hey, hold me back. I want to like make sure everyone sees that I'm this tough guy." He gets the coach's attention.
Why I oughta
hold me back? Oh, you better not be. Oh,
it's like that.
It's like, come on.
It's like that 1970s why I oughta. Just that little throwback.
You're walking on thin ice, buddy. But no, all jokes. But
he goes in the bag, eats a cup of Spanish, comes back.
I think the Sixers will beat the Nets in, I want to say six or five.
I'm gonna go five.
I think five is a good option. I think they'll get one. Either, I think at home.
I think the most competitive series
is going to be the Cavs Knicks.
Yeah, that's going to go seven. I think.
Honestly,
you don't think so?
Give me Cavs in five.
Really? Yeah. I mean, Cavs in five. I won't hate that. I mean, like
they have the matchup.
I don't know. This is a really good matchup.
Julius Randle.
That's a good one. But I'm also thinking about like Jared Allen on Mitchell Robinson. Like that's
Jared
a good,
Allen is devouring him.
I would think that too. But like if. Mitchell Robinson has some games where he's locked in defensively.
He's locked in defensively. But yeah.
If he's swatting,
Donovan Mitchell has games where he can put up 70.
I know, but I'm saying if he becomes
done it in the playoffs.
But imagine if he becomes like that Rudy. I'm not saying he's Rudy Gobert-esque, but I'm saying if he has that Rudy Gobert like defensive, like it makes him second guess every time he drives to the. I don't think that's gonna happen, but like you know,
you're saying Rudy Gobert, spread him out to the 3-point line.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have that. I mean, I'm not wrong, but I just, I think it's going to be a tougher battle than we expect. Because Josh Hart has been huge for them, too.
Josh Hart has been really big, but.
Emmanuel Quickley, a lot of people think he's going to be sixth man of the year, but me personally, I'm not giving two Knicks awards. Like,
would you give the award to?
Oh, Jalen Brunson for most improved. So I wouldn't give Emmanuel Quickley sixth man of the year.
Yeah, I guess.
I just don't feel like
he think he. I think he deserves it, I'm not going to lie.
So would you give him sixth man over Brunson getting MIP? And would you give MIP to Shea or De'Aaron Fox? Or who would you give it to?
I would give Quickley sixth man of the year and Lauri Markkanen MIP.
Okay, that's a good one. That's fair. Like, I don't think anybody would be upset by that.
Yeah.
And plus, Knicks still get an award winner.
I think Lauri Markkanen just improved his game so much this season. I mean, he doubled his points, I want to say.
Yeah.
Not doubled, but maybe he increased his points by, like, at least 10. And then he also, while doing that, he made his shooting percentages go up by another, like, 10%.
Yeah.
So I think he is a lock for most improved, but also I wouldn't be surprised that Jalen Brunson won it.
And now he's going to go finish his military service for Finland.
So. He's going to come back a beast.
Dude, what if he comes back like 300 pounds?
Come back like Shaq.
That's what I'm saying.
But no,
like
no,
Dirk,
no.
Like a bigger Dirk.
I see the Cavs taking care of the Knicks with ease. I think it's going to be like how the Hawks handled the Knicks the first time they made the playoffs.
That was a back and forth. What did it go to, five or six?
It went to five, I think.
Five. Okay, but I mean, I'm not mad at that. I think that's fair because the Cavs, like I said, like I think I talked about it last week. Cavs, I have going to the Eastern Conference Final. I don't know how.
I don't know how you have that.
I feel like the Cavs will get to the Eastern Conference
Final. I love how you said the Cavs are going to get the Eastern Conference Finals, but you have them beating the Knicks in like seven.
I just think that's going to be a tough. I think that one's just going to be like one of those series that like where like fans of New York are so into it.
The fans of the New York were into the last series.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying like with the whole Donovan Mitchell not coming to New York and that storyline.
I mean, okay.
Like I feel like that's going to play like a bigger effect into
that I did forget about that storyline. Yeah. How Donovan Mitchell was rumored literally to go there this entire season,
and now they're playing the first round. So like, it's funny. Stephen A. Smith made a good point. So like, if the Knicks lose this first round like series, it's pretty much for nothing.
Yeah,
you didn't trade for the guy that put you out.
That'll be funny. That will be hilarious.
Which is like, I'm sorry, Knicks fans, but that is just like that's tough. That's tough to swallow.
But
and you chose RJ Barrett over him. Just throw that out there. Allegedly.
Allegedly. But the thing, the East is, it's hard to say because I think 1-4 is significantly better than the rest of the East.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So the Cavs, I don't think the Cavs are a 51 team, are they not?
Yeah, they're 51 wins.
Yeah, they're 51 wins. I mean, the Knicks are 47.
They're one game behind the Sixers.
I honestly.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. I would not mind moving down to the 4 seed.
And playing the Knicks, that would be amazing.
Yeah, no, playing the Knicks, that would be amazing. But I think
the Celtics second round, right?
Celtics would be their second round for us right now in the 3 seed.
But you want to play the Celtics, though?
I would rather play the Bucks than the Celtics. I think we match up better with the Bucks.
Okay. I mean, I get that. We beat the. I think we have an easier time beating the Bucks than we do the Celtics.
So I say let the Cavs or like let someone else take care of the Celtics and let us play the team that we match up perfectly against with our size.
Yeah. And plus, like, yeah, I agree with that.
Now, I don't think it's going to happen. I would not. I really don't care who we play because we're going to have to play everyone to get to the championship.
Yeah. I mean, but I see what you're saying. Like, it's kind of like how some teams are in the West are trying to match up with the Kings because they're young and inexperienced. Yeah. So it's like. You want to choose your battles wisely. Like, you know.
But, like, so say with the Raptors. I think the Raptors could put up a good fight against the Bucks. But just because of size. I remember there was a game earlier this year where the Bucks were up. I think it was, like, 11 or 12 with, like, 2 minutes remaining.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raptors just made a storming comeback, went to overtime. And I think the Raptors did end up winning that game because of Gary Trent Jr.
That's the thing about the Raptors. If you don't blow them out and continuously blow them out, they will come back. They're the one of the teams that always like kind of makes a run towards the end.
It's because Gary Trent Jr. will...
They traded him, though, right? They traded Gary Trent.
I don't think they did. Did they?
I'm pretty sure...
I thought he's still on the Raptors.
You could be right. I thought, yeah, you're right. I guess he'd stay with them. I thought I thought for some reason he got traded on the trade deadline.
Gary Trent Jr. is one of the teams, one of the players.
He just makes contested threes.
Where whenever I watch.
It's like J.R. Smith.
I don't think he ever missed a shot. Yeah, I don't think he's ever missed a shot when I watch him play.
He kind of is kind of like J.R. Smith.
It's you like you could be guarding him with the tightest defense you can do. You can play. You can play the tightest defense. You can guard him wherever. He will still hit that shot. I remember it was. What team was he on? What team was he on before the
Blazers?
He was on the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
And I would hate playing the Trailblazers because you have Damian Lillard,
No.
You get the ball to Gary Trent Jr. He would go 7 for 7 from three.
Yeah. And like literally all on just like what like just pin downs and just.
It was just. Sniper.
Yeah, it's like it's funny. I hopefully, but like I said, like I think he's like J.R. Smith because sometimes he's just not there either. Like you know, sometimes he disappears.
He does.
Yeah, but like to your point, like some more times when I'm watching the game, he's just not missing. So I don't know.
So that will do it for this Friday night on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the student section, Connor Rolls and Jalen Brooks. We are signing off, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah, you.
Adios.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.